exclusive interviews, real-world test drives. It's your turn to step into the driver's seat. This is The Drive. Now, here's automotive expert, television and radio host, Alan Taylor.
And ringmasters of the new Ringling Brothers and Barnum & Bailey car show, The Drive. You know why? I got a whole bunch of wild animals here. Car guys, car enthusiasts, car gals. BJ Colleen from Car Buzzard. Because that way, when one of us dies, the buzzard will just take care of the carcass.
Right.
Carbuzzard.com. Silly name, serious site about cars. She works with John Matris, who's a friend of ours. And they have a great site on cars, as well as Dick Messer is here from, well, I was going to say Director Emeritus of the Peterson Automotive
Museum. Yeah, that's
true.
And I don't have a website.
He does not. He does not know what a website is.
No,
he clearly has a cell phone.
He has a diesel computer, actually. Yeah.
He thinks that a website is what you
I
look
did just
where spiders
get,
live.
I did,
when
you I did look just at the other day get rid of my Apple II.
Did you?
Yeah.
That's a classic.
You know why? His wife ate half of it.
You didn't throw it away, did you?
No.
Apple II.
No, I didn't think so. And here's when you go over to Dick's and you say, what's your Wi-Fi? And then it's like... you know, it brings back memories.
Yeah, that's right.
The first thing you hear is when you hear the diesel generator start up.
Right.
Yeah, that's Josh Hancock over there.
Those are also collector's items.
Yes, they are.
Style phone.
Yes.
Josh is the Hollywood insider, and we have not heard from him, but we will later on today.
Really?
For what he wants to talk about, we don't know what it is. And then lastly, but not leastly, mostly, the man with the most, the host of Motors TV on radio stations and TV stations all over the world and up into the Mars and the moon and places where you can't get it. But am I saying all this right, Chris Duke?
I think so. It's been in places that I don't even know about yet.
Yeah. So Chris has been doing Motors TV this is the seventh season, and now I am joining him on that show. And you can, are you uploading a show today, the SEMA show episode?
Yeah. We've got a fun announcement for Motors viewers that we've got our new episode is going up today about noon Pacific, and then off to all of our television distribution partners over the coming weeks. We've got eight of those in over 100 million homes. But yeah, the new episode is going up today, and that's from this past November at the SEMA show.
So you go to motors.tv and you can see the SEMA episode.
With a Z.
Motors, yeah.
You can't, Dick, but most everyone else can.
I can get somebody to do it for me.
Yes. We'll show you on our phones right now.
How are you? How are you, Chris Duke?
I'm good. How are you guys doing?
Good. You were afraid. You were wondering why somebody was asking you a question.
Yeah, how you doing?
You've been listening to the show, and you realize it's a little scattered. So we're happy to have you here because we'll get some honest information.
Yeah, well, I don't know about that. Don't worry about
give
it.
Us
I won't let
no,
him.
No, he's got Alan on his
give
show.
Give us some honest information, Chris. We
nice.
Need it. What's new? What's new in your world?
Thanks, Josh.
Yeah, what's new?
What is new? Well, you know, we've got the new episode coming out, and we're doing a Covercraft giveaway today as well. So I don't know what order we're going to be talking about.
Explain what Covercraft is.
Matter of fact, take a minute and let's do the trivia question. We'll take a break.
We're going to tell them what Covercraft
is. We are, and he can tell them what it is and what they're going to win if they can answer this trivia question about Porsche. So you Porsche files, not pedophiles, Porsche files, listen up. Pedophiles, turn the radio off. Anyway, go ahead, Chris.
So if you've got a seat that you need to protect in your vehicle, and we've installed them on the show before. In fact, one of our upcoming episodes on the Jeep interior, we show them going on our Jeep. And they were also at the FEMA show on our Jeep. And last weekend, we went off-roading, and we used them for that as well. And what they are, they're just slip-on seat covers. So if you want to protect your very expensive, very nice leather interior or a cloth interior, or if you just have your vehicle sitting outside for a while, you know, out in the sun, you want to protect it from the UV rays, it's a good idea to not only just, you know, put a windshield, sun protector up, but also protect your seats so that they don't have any damage from the sun. And that's what these are. And they're custom made for your vehicle. And so we're giving away the front row, if you've got a two-row vehicle, set of seat savers.
For a truck, right? For trucks or SUVs, right?
Trucks and SUVs, yep.
All right, trivia question. If you want to win a pair of these from Covercraft, what is the trivia question? And I love it. The Porsche people will probably go, what? You may not even know this, you Porsche people. Go ahead, Chris.
What was the very first Porsche sedan?
Do you think you know, Dick?
Yes, I do.
Don't say it.
Oh, don't say it, but I'm going to find out during the commercial break. Call 800-510-TALK. That's 800-510.
It's not what you think.
8255. Ooh, he may know. 800-510-8255. This is The Drive. We're going to do a Covercraft giveaway on the other side of the break. Stay with us. We'll be right back. Call now. See, when I eat honeycombs and I'm driving, sometimes I spill the honeycombs and the milk and everything right on the seats. So if you want a good pair of seat covers to cover up those beautiful leather seats, and Chris, you said something in the commercial there, not in the commercial, you know, on the show before the commercial, that you had shown a installation on the Motors Jeep of a set of these seat covers from Covercraft. And by the way, Covercraft, obviously known for their car covers for 50 years, but they make dash mats and they make these seat covers and a lot of different things. But you then, because you put brand new seat covers of leather on your Jeep, you wanted to cover those because you're going to go off road. And so there was an installation video on Motors TV about how to put these on. And these are not just those crap that you can buy that are, you know what I'm talking about. These are really
from Walmart.
Nice.
These aren't the Walmart.
You know, these are really nice quality, you know, heavy-duty poly-cotton fabric, not the camo, the waterproof polyester stuff, but this is the good stuff, and that's what Covercraft is known for. But I just wanted to clarify that, two different things, because you did do also leather seats, aftermarket leather seats in the Jeep as well. Now, here's a trivia question. We're going to go to the phones, and this is going to freak everybody out, I got to tell you. So we'll take a couple calls, and then we'll come back and talk and take a few more calls, because I'm knowing it's going to take time, because guess what? We stumped the Dick over here. Dick didn't know what it was.
Yeah. I knew the year.
What was the very first Porsche sedan that Porsche built, right? What was the very I should say that again. What was the very first Porsche sedan? That's the question mark, right? So let's go to the phones. Kara, give me a name from the network. Trevor's calling in. And Trevor, I don't have a sound effect, so if you get it wrong, I don't have it. I just have to say, no, that's not right, unfortunately. I normally have a. So, Trevor, what do you think was the very first Porsche sedan?
I think it's the Panamera.
You know, that would be a good guess, but let me give everybody a hint. So you're wrong. It was way back in 1952. Nice try, Trevor. Nice try. So that's going to reboot the callers because everybody's going, oh, the Cayenne, oh, this, 911 four-door, or whatever, because BJ just showed me a picture.
Yeah, but you're talking about a sedan.
Not
an SUV.
Right, not an SUV. And, by the way, 1952. So place yourself back in that era. This was the very first Porsche sedan.
It had fins.
Ready? Do you know what it is?
I'm kidding.
Oh, well,
52.
1952. 800, the phone number, 800-510-8255. Give us a guess, and it's going to freak you out. And if you can't guess by the bottom of the hour, we're going to randomly just pick somebody to give it away to, because I'm not spending all day freaking everybody out, trying to make them figure out what the first Porsche sedan is. Huh?
It's a tough one, too.
It is a toughie.
It's a prototype.
It
wasn't production.
It was too weird for production is what it says. But it's the very first Porsche sedan. Everybody's Google, 1952 Porsche sedan. Good. I don't care where you find it. We're going to give away a pair thanks to Covercraft. Chris, what have you driven lately while we do this for a couple of minutes? Lately,
I have driven my first non-SRT vehicle from FCA. It's the 2015 Dodge Durango V6. It didn't even have the V8 in it. But you know what I like about all these FCA vehicles is that they're standard with a lot of their features. I mean, a lot of these things were upgraded too. But you get in, and I was saying this about the Jeep Grand Cherokee on the last show as well, and everything is very familiar. You know, you've got the same 8.5-inch touchscreen display with the Uconnect, paddle shifting. You know, everything is familiar. So you get in there and you just know these vehicles, and it's great. You know, it's a family vehicle, and that's exactly who it appealed to, because my wife and daughter absolutely loved it. And the funny thing is, okay, it's got three rows, right? And every time we got into the vehicle, my daughter made a beeline for the back seat.
This vehicle is going to go away, correct?
Oh, I don't know about that. By the way, hold on. FCA, yeah. Fiat Chrysler Automobiles. So, I know. Yeah. You and me know that. We're talking to the world, bonehead. Sorry, that's Josh.
Sorry, Chris. Chris, you do know that you did just confirm for me that this is scheduled to actually stop production.
Really?
Which is sad to me. Yeah. It's sad, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. It's an icon.
A rumor it might be replaced by something in the Jeep line, like a Wagoneer, bringing that name back.
Ooh. Yeah. All right, Chris, hold on. We're going to take another break. We're going to get run over by a hard break. And the trivia question for a set of seat covers from Covercraft: what was the very first Porsche sedan? It was way back in 1952. Give us a call, 800-510-TALK. Well, I started talking and my microphone wasn't on. Ha! Got myself.
Anyway, there is a God.
Good Lord. We're doing a trivia question and a giveaway for some Covercraft seat covers. And this is for a set of front seat savers. They're custom fitted seat covers. What's that? Yeah, for trucks and SUVs. And they're custom fitted, machine washable, easy to install. Feature DWR, which is durable water repellency, so they're water resistant yet breathable. Available in 6 color options, and we're going to go to the phones and see if Don has the right answer. Don calling in from, where are you calling from, Don?
Kingsport, Tennessee.
Beautiful, brother. Now, what kind of vehicle do you have?
S2000 is my toy.
Oh, yeah, but now we got to give you a set for, these are for trucks and SUVs. Do you have
How about a Dodge Durango?
That'll work. I'm pretty sure that'll work.
There you
go. All right, what was the very first Porsche sedan?
It's a 1952 production prototype for Studebaker called the Type 542.
Look at that, right?
What? Nice.
Yes, you are the winner.
Well.
I'm going to read this to you, this little blurb, because Dick Messer's going, we? Hang on the line there, Don. We're going to send you a set. So you give your information to Kara there at the network.
I'm trying to process the Studebaker part of it.
I know. Well, here it is. The first Porsche sedan was a Studebaker. Porsche's first four-door wasn't the Panamera or even their four-door prototype from the 90s. Porsche actually built a prototype sedan for Studebaker called the Type 542 back in 1952, and it says right here, it was just too weird for production. Now you've learned something new.
Well, the whole thing's just too weird.
It was called the Porsche Baker, and I just don't think Porsche that Baker. Worked. It just didn't have a ring to it.
Isn't that funny? Well, thanks to Jared for coming up with a weird like he is kind of trivia question. Anyway, thanks to Covercraft also. Don't forget you can find out more at their website, Covercraft.
Studebaker went out of business.
Now, Alan.
Yes.
62. You just sent me a picture yesterday of some blood on a seat that you had there. You could have used these.
Yeah, so everybody, I got a new iPhone. True story. I've got a bloody ear and a bloody finger because I dropped my brand new iPhone, and now it's like shards of glass, and I went, shard. I actually said a different word, but shards of glass, and I had blood on my fingers from swiping, trying to answer the phone from Chris Duke, and I'm like, I just killed myself because I was trying to answer the phone.
Basically, Chris, he's blaming you for the blood.
It's his fault.
No, that's fine. And I just kept on calling him repeatedly.
I got blood on the leather seat. I don't know what to do. I'm going to have to call
Chevrolet. Well, I may be a dinosaur, but that's never happened to me.
Look at this. My phone is like, it looks like big chunks of ice sticking out of the water, and I have to put that to my ear every time somebody calls. Don't you call me, Josh.
Put it on speaker.
You know what? And
I'll call you right after the broadcast, Alan.
Thank you very much. Put on speaker, also, right? What we've got to do is at the bottom of the hour here in just a few minutes, we're going to talk to Chris Dukes on Sue Calloway about the Z06 and how I almost got arrested yesterday. By the way, that is how I talk to people, is I have to put it on speakerphone. Mm-hmm. Otherwise, I get more blood on my ear. You guys can watch me on Kelly and Michael on ABC Monday, and you'll see a bloody ear. I'll have a Band-Aid hanging over my ear, and they're going to go, "What happened to you?" I go, "The shards of in the ear, the blood on the seat. If I had Covercraft, I wouldn't have it." Anyway, whew, bad.
When did you turn into Mort?
No, that's Regis. That's Regis. Because whenever I start going Regis and Kelly, it's like, Galvin? Anyway.
When you're on the Kelly and Michael show this next week, could you talk like Regis the whole time?
Yeah, you should.
I'm going to go, Kelly, so what's going on today? Now, anyway, so I am going to be on. I'll be doing all week long. Don't forget, watch me do 4 cars a day on Kelly and Michael on ABC, 9 o'clock, East and West Coast. But my segments are usually at the end of the show. So DVR it. Dick, DVR is a little thing that records TV and stuff.
DVR.
Like that. Chris, real quick, before the end of this segment, did you like the Durango? All in all, did you love it? Because I actually love it. Rear wheel drive. Did you get an all wheel drive or a rear wheel drive?
It was an all-wheel drive, and it also had this upgrade package. It's called the Blacktop Edition, but basically everything is blacked out. There's a lot of trim pieces. There's the front grille, and it had 20-inch wheels. I really did like it, actually. You know, it didn't have the adaptive cruise control. I kind of missed that, but it had, you know, the blind spot warning detection. It had the automatic high beams, and it had a lot of the creature comforts, but for a big vehicle, it looked small. So that redesign that they did, I think, last year,
I think it's very
made a huge impact. Yeah. So
That's why I can't believe that they're going to get rid of this vehicle, because they're unique in the segment.
They must not be selling enough.
It's,
I don't know,
10 inches longer than the Jeep Grand Cherokee as I remember it.
I like them. What kind of money? How much money? How much money? That's the big question.
This one, the base on it was 40. It had $6,000 worth of upgrades, so about 46.
Wow.
But yeah.
But it's pricier than I thought, actually.
Well, you know what it is? I mean, you buy an SUV these days, you're going to spend between $30,000 and $50,000, depending on what you want it to do and how much cool stuff is in it.
Unless it's an Escalade, now you're talking 60 and 70.
70
grand.
And 80.
90.
Yeah,
90,
you're going to spend big money.
You want seats.
All right, well, thanks to Dodge for letting Chris drive that vehicle. Dodge. We'll be right back. You're listening to The Drive, brought to you in part by Subaru. Love, it's what makes a Subaru a Subaru. Stay with us. Let the debauchery begin. Oh, whoa, ZZ Top. They're out on tour right now, by the way. All right, it is The Drive all across America. Our show brought to you in part, our motorsports section here brought to you in part by E3. E3 spark plugs, the official spark plug and glow plug of the NHRA. What are you running? E3 spark plugs, born to burn. We got a few sponsors from our new relationship with the new TV show that I'm involved with called Motors TV, Motors, M-O-T-O-R-Z. And, Chris, you've been working with C3 for years. I recently just found out they were the official spark plug of the NHRA. That's a big deal.
E3.
I mean, you know, what'd I say? C3?
That's still new to me. Yeah, you can say C3, Alan.
You know why? Because I'm stupid, but that's all right. It's new.
C3PO. You're a Star Wars fan. That's
what is C3? What are we? Oh, you know why?
C3 spark plug.
No, you know why? Because I work with C3, which is the Connected Car Conference, which is 3 C's. And so I'm going to be their MC for the New York event that they're putting on with the Consumer Electronics Association, and I'm going to call it "Welcome Everybody to the E3." I mean C3. My apologies. Anyway, the television show we're about to today, you are going to put it online for people to watch, is a very cool event, because a lot of people, we talk about SEMA every year. There's a lot of TV shows about SEMA, which is the Specialty Equipment Market Association trade show, the biggest car show in the world. And we actually did a TV show there, and you're going to show a whole bunch of great new products and parts and pieces. And I ran into Willie Robertson from Duck Dynasty and talked to him. And you know, it's fun to find out these guys are all car guys, of course. And also the people at Craftsman built
a very,
very cool.
How long is this show that's going to be on today?
It's a half hour.
Half hour, yeah. Just a half hour.
Yeah.
By the way, you just said SEMA's, can we qualify it as a car show?
Well, it is a car show because there's like 1,300 cars there, and then all the stuff that made those cars so cool.
I'm well aware of the show.
Yes, I know you are.
I'm asking. You're calling it a car show.
I call it a car show.
It's not as big as the National Street Rod Association annual gathering.
I knew he'd have the answer.
Okay, let me just tell you, this is a trade show, everybody.
But it has become a car show.
Well, Josh, who should be named Dick, is actually being the Josh that he is. Dick being Dick, and Dick is a wonderful man.
Oh, don't be a Richard.
Anyway, Dick Messer here.
I can't wait to get home and have somebody put on this Motors TV show on for me.
You know what? And because, again, it is available on demand, right, Chris? Poor Dick. I wish you knew how to do this stuff.
It is a trade show, but outside there are all these fine automobiles and anything.
Thank you, Chris. You just said it is a trade show. Which
I don't know how you can
point.
Get it all in a half hour. That's why I'm...
Well, you can't. I call it
the world's biggest car show, and it really is. And we've got all the OEMs there. They're introducing new vehicles as well.
Sure. How do you do that in half an hour?
No, we don't.
So what did you guys focus on? Yeah. What did you focus on? What did you focus on, Chris?
22 minutes and 30 seconds worth of stuff. that's the truth.
Was there a commercial in there?
No, but how can you? We're joking because when we're building this show, you know, there's commercials and all the rest, but there is lots of segments we did, of course, a whole bunch of cool stuff that you guys can buy for your vehicles, because that's what SEMA is about. It's a customizing event, basically for car customizers, home improvement, obviously, car improvement.
Explaining that to us.
Well, I'm not talking to you. I'm talking to the audience, you idiot. My apologies, world. Anyway, go ahead, Chris.
So
when are we going to see what you did with the Corvette?
We've got interviews. Alan and I had our big Motors/ERN booth there, and we conducted interviews there. Had people come by with their products, and I interviewed a whole bunch of people. I think 7 or 8 people, and so we've got those interviews. Alan and I were also at the Craftsman booth, so our normal parts segment where I've got new products and I introduce them and talk about them behind my workbench. We actually did that live at the SEMA show at the Craftsman booth with Alan. He got to try on the new Craftsman heated jacket, which we talked about on the show before, and some new tools and new products. And then Alan interviewed Willie Robertson.
Interviewed
him at the Craftsman booth.
I interviewed him.
Yeah, you did. But it's an exciting episode. We've got a lot of footage from the SEMA show. And at the end of the SEMA show on Friday, we've got the SEMA cruise where all the vehicles exit the convention center area. And we were in the Jeep, and I filmed that. So if you watch the end of the show where the credits are, you'll be able to see 30 seconds of that fast-forwarded. This is going to be going up today.
Chris, the show's going to end here. I got to say goodbye. Thank you for being on today, brother. Don't forget, everybody, he's putting this show on the web at motors.tv. Josh Hancock, thank you for being on the show, my friend.
Thank you, sir.
BJ, thank you. Dick Messer, thank you.
Oh, thank you.
Chris Duke, thank you. Thank you, audience, for listening.
Thank you.
Thanks, Kara. We'll see you guys all next week right here on The Drive.